Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the PSP Projects Q4 and FY 2026 earnings call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Krishna Patel. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Dipesh, and good evening, everyone. Welcome you all to PSP Projects Limited Q4 FY 2026 and FY 2026 earnings conference call. To take us through the results and to answer your questions, we have with us the management of PSP Projects, represented by Mr. Pralhad Patel, Chairman and MD, Ms. Pooja Patel, Chief Executive Officer, and Ms. Hetal Patel, Chief Financial Officer. Please note that the discussion that we make today may contain certain forward-looking statements relating to future events and future performance. Numerous factors can cause the actual results to differ materially from those in the forward-looking statements. Please note the audio of this earnings call is the copyright material of PSP Projects, cannot be copied, rebroadcast, attributed in press or media without specific or written consent of the company. With this, I would like to now hand over the call to Ms. Pooja Patel, the CEO, for her opening comments. Thank you, and over to you, Pooja.
Thank you, Krishna, for the introduction. On behalf of the board and management team of PSP Projects Limited, I warmly welcome all our investors, shareholders, analysts, and other stakeholders. Thank you for joining us today to discuss the financial and operational performance for the fourth quarter and the financial year ended March 31st, 2026. We concluded our board meeting earlier today. Financial 2026 has been a year of execution, scale, and strategic transformation for PSP Projects. Based on our core philosophy of Lead to Last, I am pleased to share our operational, financial, and strategic progress for quarter four FY 2026 and FY 2026. We are pleased to report a strong closure to FY 2026, with quarter four delivering our highest ever quarterly revenue, reflecting execution momentum across projects. During quarter four FY 2026, the revenue from operation increased by 66% year-on-year to 1,115 crore, driven by accelerated progress across institutional, industrial, residential, and government projects. EBITDA for quarter grew by 85% year-on-year, 60 crore, while PAT rose sharply by 234% year-on-year to 21 crore, demonstrating operating leverage as execution intensity picked up. For the full year FY 2026, revenue from operation grew by 25% year-on-year to 3,149 crore. EBITDA stood at 189 crore, with EBITDA margin of 6%. Profit after tax was 55 crore. While margins moderated on a full year basis due to the change in project mix and execution ramp up in large scale, the underlying operation performance remains stable and aligned with our long-term growth strategy. Now on operational updates. Operational execution remains the key focus area during this year. As of March 31st, 2026, our outstanding order book stood at 13,447 crore, 85% year-on-year growth, providing strong multi-year revenue visibility. For this, within book projects account for 67%, while external projects constitute of 33%. Highest ever order inflow during FY 2026 were 10,925 crore, with 85% order from Adani Group. Major order comprises of development work at SBPI Airport, Ahmedabad, Matunga Rehab Building, Mumbai, development of extended temple recent area of Shri Ambaji Mata Temple, District Banaskantha. The order book is now well diversified, with government projects forming about 25% compared to 43% of the previous year. Of the current order book, please make note of key projects and their outstanding contract value. SMC highlights building rupees 731 crore, Gati Shakti Vidyalaya 216 crore, development of Darui Dam region 223 crore, construction of FinTech building at GIFT City, Gujarat 261 crore, Sabarmati Riverfront Development phase II 218 crore, Ambaji Mata Temple 966 crore, Human Biology Science Gallery at Science City 254 crore, biggest residential project in GIFT City, 120 crores. Since inception, we have completed over 256 projects, and as of year end, we are executing 94 ongoing projects across Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Karnataka, Maharashtra, and Delhi NCR. During quarter 4 FY26, the company has successfully completed 3 projects, mainly one of the first and tallest residential building of 122 meters, completed Phase 1, a landmark project during which the world record was established for pouring of 24,000 cubic meters concrete in a continuous 54-hour operation. The company currently has bid book of 6,600 plus crore with 60% from group projects and 40% from external projects. During FY26, we successfully executed and progressed several complex and marquee projects including high-rise institution building, airport infrastructure, large residential development, industrial facility and healthcare infrastructure. Our precast manufacturing facility continues to play a critical role in enhancing execution speed, consistency and site safety. I would also like to take an opportunity to share details on one of the landmark precast projects currently being executed by the company. Project 90 comprises of 3 basement ground floors and plus 18 upper floors. We executed in an exceptional time frame of 148 days, that is less than 5 months. This remarkable achievement reflects our strong execution capabilities and reinforces our commitment to redefine construction speed and efficiency through the adoption of precast technology. We are extremely proud of this milestone and remain focused on leveraging advanced construction solutions to deliver superior outcomes for our clients. Now let me share certain project level updates. SMC, our RCC work has been completed and all the finishing items, finishing activities, facade work, MEP work are going on. For RVNL project, for all the 3 buildings in that project, our core and shell is completed and finishing work, MEP work and stone cladding work is going on. For Dharoi Dam project, phase 1 has been handed over and phase 2, all the finishing activities are going on. For Ahmedabad Airport and city site development, where our major RCC work is going on, foundation work has been completed and the project is on it. There are four buildings in that project, so one building is on first floor, RCC work is going on. Second building, ground floor work is going on. Third, ground floor work is going on. And fourth is basement one, slab work is going on. Industry update. The outlook of Indian construction and EPC sector remains structurally strong, supported by multiple favorable trends. Sustained public infrastructure spending across urban redevelopment, healthcare, education, transportation, and smart cities. Revival in private sector, capital expenditure, particularly in industrial manufacturing, logistics, pharmaceuticals, data centers and energy. Rapid urbanization and redevelopment driving demand for high quality residential and mixed-use development. Increasing preference for organized, financially strong, execution-focused EPC player benefiting companies with proven track records like PSP projects. Growing adoption of technology-led construction solutions such as precast and modular construction, which improves productivity and margins overall over the medium term. The tailwind position us well to pursue sustainable and profitable growth over the coming years. FY27 outlook. As we enter FY27, our priorities remain unchanged, timely and quality execution of our growing order book. Student project selection and margin discipline, strengthening organizational capacity and leadership depth, and maintaining strong governance and financial discipline. On behalf of the board and management, I would like to thank our employees, clients, partners, and shareholders for their continued trust and support. With this, I now hand over the call to Hetal ma'am to share the financials for further details.
Thank you, Pooja. Good afternoon, everyone. We brief about the consolidated financial performance for the quarter and year ended March 31st, 2026. Quarter 4 FY26 versus Quarter 4 FY25. Revenue from operations for the quarter is rupees 1,115 crore versus rupees 673 crore, which is increased by 66% on YoY basis. EBITDA for the quarter is at 60 crores as compared to 32 crore, increased by 85% on YoY basis. EBITDA margin is at 5.36% versus 4.81%. Net profit for the quarter is rupees 21 crore versus rupees 6 crore, which is increased by 234% on YoY basis. Net profit margin is at 1.88% versus 0.93%. If you look at the whole year number, FY26 versus FY25, revenue from operations for the year is 3,149 crore. Versus 2,512 crore, which is increased by 25% on YoY basis. EBITDA for the year is at 189 crore versus 179 crore, which is increased by 5% on YoY basis. EBITDA margin is at 6% versus 7.14%. Net profit for the quarter is 55 crore versus 56 crore, which is decreased by 2% on YoY basis. Net profit margin is right at 1.74% versus 2.22%. During the quarter under review, the other expenses have increased from 17 crore to 46 crore. This is mainly due to on account of provision of expected credit loss on unbilled revenue, which is from Kashi project, which was amounting to 29 crore. Company has provided against this 29 crore, though the follow-up for the amount has it is continued since now. And since it is carried on the balance sheet since longer time, company has decided to provide for the same. Though it will continue to follow up for the same as it's a part and parcel of the original contract value. Increase in depreciation from 19 CR to 26 CR is mainly attributable to additions in asset block during FY26. During quarter 4 FY26, company has incurred capex of 40 CR and year-to-date capex addition is 192 CR. Gross block as of March 31, 26 is 764 CR and net block is 412 CR. We would like to mention few of the important consolidated balance sheet numbers as of March 31st, 2026. Long-term borrowing 43 CR including short-term maturity of 20 CR. Short-term borrowing is 274 CR excluding short-term maturity of 20 CR. Net unbilled revenue stands at 440 CR. Trade receivables 928 CR. Trade payables 465 CR. Retention 240 crore. Mobilization advance 814 crore. Inventories of 347 crore comprises of 190 crore of construction materials and 143 crore of work in progress and 15 crore of finished goods. Out of total sanctioned credit facility of 1,497 crore, company has utilized non-fund based facilities of 735 crore. And fund-based utilization is at 174 CR. Limits available for utilization is 588 CR. As on March 31, 2026, the company has total fixed deposit of 351 CR, out of which real estate deposits of 176 crore and every worth to 175 CR. Is under real with bank and security division. Work on hand on consolidated basis as on March 26 is 13,447. The detailed bifurcation is provided in the approved presentation. That concludes the update on the financials and we are now open for the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Before asking question, Hetal, if you can repeat the retention money, mobilization advance, and unbilled revenue number. I was not able to get the exact number.
Yeah, sure. Retention money is 240 crore.
Okay.
Mobilization advance 814 crore.
814 or 40?
Yes, yes, yeah. 814.
Okay, okay.
And unbilled revenue? Unbilled revenue 440 crore.
440 crore. Okay. Thank you. Yes, sir. Now, just wanted to get a sense on particularly on the guidance front and on the margin front. So, previously, I think we were looking at FY27, 4,500 to 5,000 crore kind of a number, and then 20 to 25% kind of a growth for till FY30, so to reach a 9,000-10,000 crore revenue. So, is there any change in the that number?
No, Shravan, we will stick to over 4,500 revenue for the next year. And the margins improving from here, in this quarter also you will find it is improved from the last quarter. If you consider the 30 crores of provision being made for the Kashi and so that will give you a figure about 90 crores, which this quarter itself you will find 8% of EBITDA is there. So we have already started improving on our EBITDA margin from here.
Okay. So for FY27, now if we have to look at, let's say okay, there is no provision or anything, so can we look at now 7-8% kind of a margin, or it will be a 8-9% kind of a margin that one can now look at?
We can consider 7-8%.
Okay, okay. And going forward also, so obviously this year we have received a significant order inflow, particularly from the group, 10,900, so kind of 11,000. So for FY27, how we look at, and going forward also broader sense, how whatever the revenue we will be doing, will it be 1.5 times of that minimum that will be bagging the orders? That way one can look at.
Yeah, we can consider that minimum 5,000 to 6,000 crores of order can be ordered from the group side, and maybe if we can get opportunity in some of the tenders of Commonwealth and other projects which are being announced in Gujarat, if we get an opportunity, we can think about 1,000 to 2,000 crores of order from the Gujarat state also. So we pipeline it both ways, either we concentrate on group or we can think about Indian projects which is going to come in Gujarat.
So, but sir, now that the group, the total bid pipeline that we have talked about, so that number is 6,600 crore. So, is it, one can look at that at least for next 6 months, 1 year, we may see a lower order inflow from the group. That way one can look at?
No, it's not like that we will get a lower order because now the company is getting the multiple in terms of standing itself in the terms of operation also. So, as and when we get free from our present order book, we can think about larger orders again from the group side because our in-house order of 6,000 crores, now it is 4,000 crores. And after 1 year, we are getting almost through with our existing orders, keeping the order of Ambaji as the order which is going on, and then there will be an opportunity for the company that some of the projects will be getting completed. But majorly what we are discussing today is about in the range of 5 to 6 months.
Okay, and then now the capex for next year will be the 3-4% that we are looking at that way, so broadly kind of a 120-150 crore kind of a capex that one can look at?
Yeah, mostly it will be in the same range because in my experience and the operations and the size of the project which we are doing now, I think it should be in that range only. Probably some of the quarters it can be larger than what we expect because even as the project starts, sometimes the capex goes high, but on an average side we can consider it.
And lastly, sir, employee cost, sir, is that still we will be keep on adding the overall strength of the employee. So this kind of a run rate, 36-37 crore quarterly, how one can look at, will it be kind of in line with the 20-25% kind of a growth in the revenue, the similar kind of a growth that one can look at in the employee cost, or how one can look at it?
Presently, we are increasing. Still, there are a few people to be employed in the organization to make up these whole orders through. So probably, it will be in the same line, and we'll try to maintain because as and when your revenue goes high, your employee cost still comes a little bit down. And this year was the case when we have started deploying on the top level also, at the mid-level also, companies increasing so many people, and the projects are at the initial stage. So that cost may have come in this year. But on an average, it will be in the same range of 3%-4%.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Sir, on the SDB money, what is the status right now?
It is as it is, but we have been chasing them every quarter by giving them the bills with interest. But I think they have just started the operation in last month only. So let us expect that some things should happen in next year, this year, this year.
So what is the money that we are expecting, which is sitting in our books right now in receivables?
So receivables, we have already considered 90 crore, which we are taking because the interest part is what we have confessed. But on the receivable, it is 90.
Okay. And sir, you mentioned the provision we took of around 29 crore in Kashi project. So what was the issue over that?
See, it was because of the provisions of the account that with any receivables beyond 1 year, it has to be made provision. So still, we are trying with the organization, and then being a religious organization, we are chasing just not by through court, but through our relationship what we had in the UP state. But making provisions as of now is becoming because of the accounting is required.
Okay. And sir, margins, you said around 7%-8%. So we have earlier targeting closer to 8%-8.5%. So any reason why we are lowering the guidance?
I'm not lowering. I'm keeping myself a little bit conservative because if you see this quarter also, if you find this provision of 30 crore, then it is at 8%. So it can go up in percent plus or minus.
Okay. And sir, any major provisions are we expecting in next year?
As of now, we are not expecting because only accounts which is left is UP, and that we are chasing at the government level. And as that account gets closed, then we'll get a better idea.
So still, they have not handed over. We have not been able to hand over the project to them?
No, no, no. The projects are handled. Some of the project defect liability period is also over. But the process really that is extension of time because of the existing hospital's renovation, the project's COD gets delayed. And that is the reason that our account is not settled. So probably we are trying that before March, I was expecting to get closed. Now I hope it should at any point of time get closed in this quarter only.
Okay. Sir, lastly, we have two Dharavi projects in the order book. So what would be the value of each of them? And what is the share of Adani in the overall order book right now?
So presently, if you see the order, my total outstanding order book is around 13,400 crore, out of which 67%, 9,000 crore is Adani, and 4,300 crore is non-Adani. So 33% and 67%.
And Dharavi projects, we have two, right, in the book?
Yeah, we have two projects in the book.
So what is the value of each of them?
We are not mentioning project-wise order info. So we keep the figure sound, not disclosed as of now because we are not declaring each and every project on a month-to-month basis. But it is something you can consider at first. First project is 47 lakh sq ft, right? And the second is more than 7.5 million, 75 lakhs.
I was not asking the outstanding order book. I was just asking the order value.
So that's what I am saying. I'm not declaring any order as of now by project or project. So I'm saying that mine is 47 lakh square feet and Madhura is around 75 million. So 75 lakh square feet.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Parival from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. First, one clarification in terms of our revenue guidance. Earlier in the call, we have mentioned 4,000 to 4,500 crore. So are we changing that to 4.5 plus sort of number, or how exactly to look at that?
No, previously also I was expecting that you said we should be having a revenue guidance of 4,500. You know, today also we have said it will be around 4,500.
Okay, fine. And I think in this balance sheet that we have provided, we have seen good operating cash flow from maybe look like, I mean, led by mobilization advance that we have received and cash balance has improved. So these advances that we have of 800 odd crores, are they interest bearing, or how exactly it is structured in our working?
No, it is not interest bearing. Any advance coming from the group is non-interest.
Okay. Great, sir. And one last thing, sorry for hopping again. On this ECL provision, I think the 29 odd crore that you mentioned, see what happened, like, you know, though it is one-off, but when it becomes consistent, so I think it becomes kind of cost. So I mean, like, you know, going ahead also, any guidance or probably anything that can be provided will be helpful. How exactly to look at this ECL provision?
See, it is as per the accounting requirement we have at this provision, as well as we are still chasing all the things which has not been paid yet. And in future also, presently we don't have that much issue related to books, that it is only account related to UP Medical College and Kashi. So as of now, we have made a provision of Kashi. And for medical college and hospitals, once the accounts get settled, we will be able to know the real story. But we don't expect too much ECL provisions to come in future. Because the rest of other projects are only new entities in control, and that's what we are seeing since last year. This story is about 1.5 years to just there.
Sure. I think this is helpful, and thanks a lot, and best wishes, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ayush Sabu from Choice in Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Can you throw light on the EBITDA margin guidance for FY27 next year going forward? I mean, do we see any considerable increase in cost?
Your voice is very low.
Can you give guidance for the EBITDA margins for FY27, and what would there be any significant impact due to the ongoing war on our material cost basis? I mean, do we see any risk for a decrease in EBITDA margins?
See, I already given a guideline of 7 to 8% for the year, and on the EBITDA margins here, some of the projects which are ongoing, like SNC or RVNS, we can have a little bit impact, but that will be marginally. Because most of the order book is from Adani Group, and in Adani Group, all the materials are passed through. So we don't see any risk related to war keep giving a bad impact on the overall guidelines of the next.
Okay, thank you. So we could consider a 7 to 8% EBITDA margin band for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhananjay Mishra from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yeah, it is a little louder.
Yeah. Now it's better?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, congrats on very strong execution. We have achieved our FY26 guidance and exceeded the guidance, and also order inflow and order book is very strong, and which provides growth visibility for next 3-4 years. But my question is that earlier, I mean, before Adani project started, we used to make 10-11%, 12% EBITDA margin, and our PAT margin used to be 5-6%. Now, even if we are doing 3,000 plus revenue, PAT margin is close to 2%, and we have reason to, I mean, all these reasons like PCS provisioning for different projects. But even at 7.5-8% EBITDA margin, can we improve net profit margin to the extent of 4-5% by managing our interest costs? Because we don't have to pay interest on advances from Adani project, so maybe our we can save on that front. So can we reach 4-5% in next 2-3 years in terms of PAT margin?
See, you are absolutely right. This year only we had this problem of using the total credit facility which we had available. Now there is mobilization advance coming from Adani Group, and most of the projects being related to the existing project or a project which are going on, I think that is also getting completed. So requirement of working capital will be mostly sufficed by the group advance only. So we should be in a better position, or maybe I expect, let us expect that we should be debt free by next year. So this year 41 or 45 crores of interest can be converted into profit, which can put us to 3 or 4%.
Because less than 2% PAT margin, I mean, even if we do 5,000, 6,000 crore top line.
Yeah, that's not going to be hard. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so at least even for construction company, one should really look at 4.5-5% PAT margin when any kind of...
That's what we should target for in the next years.
Yeah, sir. And so what is the outstanding amount in UP Medical in terms of unbilled or receivable term?
Yeah, I'll brief about that. We have unbilled of around 60 and receivable of 60.
Unbilled, okay.
Yeah. Since we have not received the GST invoices of 40 CR, we haven't further billed. Otherwise, all final bills we have submitted, and we are waiting for the final certification of all projects.
Okay. So, if at all we have to take ECL provision in future, depending, I mean, how the auditor is suggesting, we have to take on this 60 crore, right?
Aisa mat bolo, we should not take that provision.
No, I mean, that is the max. Yeah. So, I mean, right. I can understand that, I mean, despite the, I mean, it was such a...
No, you are absolutely right to understand from the investor point of view. When being a contractor, we have much over it about 60 crore is again.
All I want that the way we are doing in terms of top line, order inflow, order book, similar things should flow in terms of operating profit and PAT. So there should not be any surprises on quarter-on-quarter basis. So that is all.
Okay,
sir. Thank you and all the best. Hope we will do much better in FY27. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shikha Doshi from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, sir. Good afternoon, sir. I would want to know what is the working capital days that we are expecting for FY27 and going forward? I believe our current is 94 days.
Yeah, so basically once we have started getting the projects, the timeline of payments are very stringent, and even we are getting ad hoc advances against being submitted. So there won't be any further lengthening of the working capital days in terms of
So we see that it should be within 60 days going forward.
Okay. Got it. It will reduce. Okay. Thank you. That's it from my end.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Lokesh Kashikar from SMIFS Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, a couple of questions from my side. Firstly, on the, we have secured around 6,000 crores of order inflow during quarter flow, which has basically bloated our order book around 30,500 crores. So just wanted to understand, is there any slow-moving orders in the current order book or, at project at the initial level of construction where the revenue accretion would be comparatively lower in the, let's say, the current venture? Just wanted to have a sense on that.
Actually, we should not consider that as a slow-moving order, but because of the initial stage that we can consider Mahim and Matunga. Mahim, we have just completed the excavation part, and Matunga, we are just starting the sheet piling. And in Mumbai, there are so many issues related to tree cutting and the royalty, getting the royalty on time. And last year also, they stopped issuing the royalty 1 month back. So such types of issues at the foundation level can go a little bit slow. But it's not because of any other reason, but once you are in the foundation and once you are in that activities related to foundation and ground clearance, that can be little slow. But it's not practically that it's a slow moving project.
Okay. So, but do you think that around 10,000 crores of projects out of this 30,500 is moving at the faster pace, let's say, at the right level of
execution? Yeah, you can consider 100%.
Okay. And secondly, basically on receivables front, I think I have joined it. So basically our receivables have jumped to around 928 crores, and it is a sharp jump if you look at FY25 level or FY24 level, even from the H1 level. So what has been the reason for that one? And do you think that it will be moderate ahead?
See, basically the quarter revenue has jumped to that extent compared to previous quarter. So most of the sales has been booked in February and March. So that is still showing in the 31st March number and will be collected in the month of April. So that's the major reason. The revenue has increased in this quarter in the last 2 months.
But in terms of days, if you look at in terms of receivable days, do you think that it should get stable at around 60-70 days? Because at the current juncture, it is around closer to 100 days.
Yeah.
So what is the sustainable level?
Yeah, as I already mentioned, it's like unbilled revenue has also converted to receivable. Revenue has reduced almost more than 100 days. So that has come past in the receivables and that will be materialized over a period of time. And as you mentioned that it should be, it is now 90 to 100 days, but I have already replied to one of the questions that since we will be executing the group orders going forward and the payment terms are very favorable for that, we will be getting the money on time and we will be maintaining around 60 to 70 days of trade receivables.
Sure. And just last one from my side, what is the interest bearing portion of this mobilization advance of 814 crore?
There is no interest bearing mobilization as of now.
So all mobilization advance is interest free?
Yes.
Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Balasubramaniam from Arihan Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, my first question, what is our current capacity utilization for our precast facilities? Once we move to 4,500 crore kind of top line, is there any further capacity addition required? If yes, what is the capex cost and when it will be operational?
See, presently the present capacity of the precast plant is 3 million square feet per year And the way the now the Pika's operation is growing after completing 170 meter building, we are having three more orders from in exhibition from Adani. And also we are designing an MLCP in airport. So there will be good amount of Pika's order within the group itself. So presently, if you go by the pace with which we are going on, I think there won't be any much expansion required. So going forward, if we have to go forward, we have already expanded our plant to infrastructure point of view, the sheds are ready. It can be on the equipment side. It will be in the range of 15 to 20 crore only, even if I have to expand to 1.5 times or something like that. It will be required of you equipment only, because the sheds are already being there, because we were being the customer for this L&T part, L&T company was supplying of material was like that. So we can say 3 million and we can continue in the same case. If the orders are more, we can go for an expansion with few additional machines.
Yes, sir. Sir, the Commonwealth Stadium, it's around 7,000 to 8,000 crores of potential orders. Potential tenders. Whether we have received any formal RFQ or RFP or any thought process on that, when we can expect that this tender?
Actually, we were expecting in before March, but I think the government has still not announced any RFQ. Yes, the projects are on. That can come any time in this quarter.
Yes, sir. So my last question, the trade receivables also increased 530 crore from 928 crore in FY26. Actually, the execution is very strong. I'm trying to understand whether we have seen normalizing trade receivables from this month onwards.
We have already answered similar question earlier, but we will again repeat that as if revenue has been boosted in February and March, majority of revenue because of that.
Okay, madam. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavik Shah from Invexa Capital LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello sir. Congratulations on good execution this quarter.
Please be a little louder.
Yes. So my first question is regarding the Kashi project. So we told we have 60 crores of unbilled revenue still there.
No, it was related to UP works, medical college projects, all 7 projects of UP medical college and hospital.
Right. Yeah, so our unbilled is still 60 crores. So how much is still in the receivables?
It is 40 CR in receivables.
30 CR.
4040.
Okay, 4040. Understood. And so, like, what would be a generally execution timeline of an order book? Should we consider 2 years as the normal execution timeline?
No, we can see all projects are of a large volume, and some of the projects large volume is in Mumbai also. So this will length between 2.5 to 3 years.
Understand. So regarding our, say, bid pipeline, can we throw some light on, say, Adani and non-Adani bid pipeline, say, in FY27, currently what we have?
So I've already said that we are expecting presently order pipeline. Bid pipeline is around 6,500, so out of it, 5,000 will be in the group, and 1,000 grand in the bidding in.
Sorry, say your voice was not clear again, sorry.
5,000 and 1,500. So 5,000 will be around from the group itself, and 1,500 we have bidding outside.
Understood, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir. Sir, just wanted a clarification. You were answering to the one of the previous participants. So in terms of the how at a 7-8% EBITDA margin, how one can we can improve the net profit margin. So you were saying that the interest cost, which is for FY26, let's say 45 crore, So will this going forward, are we looking at kind of a nil kind of a number or very, very minimal number? That was the way you were trying to say?
I think it should be nil, so I'm expecting the company should be debt-free by this year or maybe in the next two quarters once they receive all the payments and even if the receivables are like Nagpur Sports Complex and Vadnagar and UP, even if we get that money now, there will be a big help. So we should be in a better position in terms of interest next year or zero interest. You're right.
Oh, so that's a big thing. So we are thinking maybe at least two, three quarters down the line, we should be from maybe max Q3 or Q4 onwards. This on a quarterly basis, 11-12 crore interest should become a kind of a zero.
Yeah, I'm expecting
that. Okay. That's good. So the current gross debt that we have, 317 crore, that will be kind of a zero that we are now looking at.
Yeah.
And on the other income front, then are we looking at any kind of a major shift? So for full year, we are having 21 crore in FY26. So is there a way that this number can also be on the higher side?
See, basically, this other income mainly includes the interest on the FD, right? So if the FD increases, it may increase to that extent. But there won't be any further addition in there.
Okay. And this depreciation run rate, so which is obviously keep on increasing, so 26 crore. So let's say next year, FY27, we will be doing 4,500 crore and maybe then 20-25%, so maybe close to 5,700 crore revenue in FY28. So at that rate, what kind of depreciation one can look at? 30-35 crore kind of a, so that would be a kind of a 140-150 crore on a yearly basis. Because for us, these all numbers is becoming very, very important because EBITDA margin is 7-7.5%. So any change in the way as far as the interest cost, if it goes down, then it will be a decent boost at the PAT level. So similar way, I'm trying to understand the depreciation.
See, basically, depreciation and interest costs, we cannot compare. Interest cost is in our hand. Means if we collect the funds and all, we'll be able to reduce that. But depreciation is the requirement of the business, right? So as we have been saying that other 3% to 4% of the top line, what we with whatever order book is there, we have to incur as CapEx. So this year, we have incurred around 190 to 200 crore of CapEx. So next year, it may increase depending on the order book. So we cannot say that we'll be reducing depreciation expense.
Rahul, we can consider that this year order inflow was 10,900 crore and I have made a CapEx of 190 crore. So this is more than 3% of this year's revenue. But next year's revenue, if you consider 3%, that cannot be the case that this will be exactly 3% because most of the CapEx has been done for the projects which we are going to execute now. So that can vary. So maybe next year, we can have a 2% CapEx also. And in general, if you say considering 3% CapEx increase and considering the depreciation of the new assets which are coming every year, you can come to your figures, I think so. Am I right?
Okay. And sir, this entire obviously, some of the projects which we have recently won, obviously, it will be at a starting phase in terms of the design, and then it will start. But broadly, by Q3, the entire this 13,500 crore order book would be kind of contributing in the revenue?
Yeah. See, first two quarters, as we said, that April, May, June, and maybe in terms of quarter two, that can be because of the generally the situation of the labor in the first quarter, maybe in the monsoon. Otherwise, all the projects are on track except Matrimony where we are in the phase of ship filing. Rest of all the projects are under excavation and all foundation works are over. So we are out of the danger of losing much in monsoon because of this earthquake and logistics.
Okay. But at a broader level, in terms of our goal is to keep on increasing or maintain the growth in terms of a 20-25% at a
for next couple of years? That's the broader thought, and we will be working towards that.
100%, because that is the minimum which we are targeting, because now visibility is not a problem. Strengthening ourselves to a larger extent in terms of executing large projects and building up company to a larger extent in terms of execution, visibility of problem hand is so we can easily go with that level. Got my point?
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question.
You can end up the call.
Okay, sir. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. On behalf of management of PSP Projects Limited, we sincerely appreciate your participation in today's post-earning call. We trust that we have been able to address most of your questions. Should you have any further queries, please feel free to reach out to me or our investor relationship partner, Divine, and the team will be happy to follow up with you offline. Moderator, we may now conclude the call. Thank you and have a good day. Thank you, everyone.
On behalf of PSP Projects Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.